Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. For me, take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. For me. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind and transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thanksgiving in our heart to magnify and to glorify your holy and your righteous name. God, yesterday we declared that there is none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways and glorious in all your ways. And this morning we come before you, God, not just declaring how great you are, but how great we desire to be for you. You've called for us to be holy. You saw it said, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. You tell us in your word that we must be holy, for you are holy. And we want to be holy. That's what we long for. That's what we desire to be. That's what we desire to give you, is a living sacrifice, Lord, that is holy and acceptable unto you, God. We don't want to give you just the least, and being holy and being righteous is the least that we can do. So as we start off this morning, God, make us holy, make us right, make us clean, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, cast it out of us, God, because we don't want to have anything to cause a separation in between us and thee. And as we magnify you, as we glorify you, as we lift up your name this morning, we want our praises to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor, God. We want our hearts to be holy, God. God, so mold our hearts even right now, God. Mold it into being a heart that's like yours, God, a heart of flesh and a heart of stone, a heart of compassion and a heart of love, God. Give us your heart, Lord, today. Mold our hearts. Oh, God, our hearts will be like you, God, like yours, that you will be, that we will be compassionate, God, in our love, that we will be forgiving in our love, God, that we will be merciful and kind, Lord, have empathy towards others, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then transform our minds in the name of Jesus, that we may think on those things that are good, those things that are lovely, those things that are of a good report. You said in your word that if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, to think on these things. Transform our minds, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our minds will be like yours, God, that we will think on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our thought to be pure, our thought to be holy, our thought to be righteous, not against anyone, God, not, oh God, a thoughts of anger, a thoughts of frustration, oh God, thoughts of a deception, whatever may cause a separation or issue between the body, between me and someone else, God. Let us not think on those things, but help us to get our minds on you, Lord. Transform our minds even now, Lord, and prepare us to go higher in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we want to come before your presence, Lord. We want to enter into your gates, Lord. God, we want to come before you, Lord, and you said only those with clean hands and a pure heart who have not lifted up their souls to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, Lord, they will be able to come before for you, Lord, and to make your name glorious and to honor you and bow down before you. And that is our desire, God, to be holy in our thoughts, holy in our actions, holy in our ways, God, in the name of Jesus. So let us say right now, not our will, but let thine will be done. Mold our wills, God, to meet your will. Holiness, God, is what we long for. Holiness is what we need, because holiness is still right. You said in your word, holiness, without which no man shall see you. And God, we desire to see you today. We desire your glory. We desire your presence. We desire your attendance in our worship. We want you to come on down, God, and inhabit our praises. So we want to present ourselves as holy. You said, what fellowship does darkness have with light? You said it does not have any fellowship. Because when light comes into darkness, the darkness must flee. And we need you to come in, Lord. And we don't want you to make us to flee. We don't want you to cast us out. We don't want you to destroy us. So make us holy as we bless your name this morning. Wash us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. God, a right spirit, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not a spirit of deception, not a spirit of fear, not a spirit of flesh, not a spirit of carnality, not a spirit of this world, but free us right now, Lord, to allow your spirit, Lord, to have its way in us in the name of Jesus. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood. Because what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. I need you to wash me. I need you to cleanse me. I need you to make your people whole. That as we assemble ourselves together this morning, God, wherever we may be at, tuning into this prayer, Lord, when we assemble ourselves together, we'll come together in corporate worship and corporate praise to magnify the God of our salvation. Because this is the first day of the week when we have set aside this day to come together to magnify the God of our salvation. And when praises go up, we know that blessings can't help but to come down. But we want more than just blessings. We want you to come in and inhabit our praises. We
want you to come and rest in our praises. We want you to come and sit in the midst of our praises, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where you can make whole, where you can make right, where you can build strength, and you can renew, God, where you can come and breathe in life in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, God, into our presence, and we welcome you into our services across this nation today. We need your anointing, because if we're coming together without your Spirit moving on our behalf, and we're just having a meeting. But God, we want to come and have a revival. Revive us even now, God. Send the spirit of revival across this nation to sweep over our souls right now and revive your people in the name of Jesus. Bring us back to holiness. Holiness is not a denomination, but it's a way of life, Lord. We don't want to just be holy today, oh God, but make me holy, God, so I can be holy tomorrow, and make me holy tomorrow so I can be holy the next day, in the next day, and the next day, Lord, because when I'm holy, God, you are with me, God. You are with me, Lord. You don't have to be confined to a little bitty portion of my body, but when I'm holy in my thoughts and I'm holy in my actions and I'm holy in my love, Lord, you can have your way in me, Lord. You can have your way in my life, and I can fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. Holiness is what you long for. Holiness doesn't allow carnality to get its way in. We don't have room for foolishness. We don't have room for carnality. We don't have room for the flesh. But come the more and have your way, God, in us. In the name of Jesus, make us right before you. Make us holy before you, that we may present ourselves before you in worship, that we may offer unto you our sacrifice of praise, that we may lay down our sins and our weights that may easily beset us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that we may run this praise plate, this race with patience that you have set before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to purpose in our heart, oh God, not to defile ourselves. That means we may not be able to look at certain things on the television. That means that we can't look at certain stuff on our tablets on the internet. That means we can't go to certain places, Lord, if it causes us to become defiled and it causes us to become unclean. We must be willing in purpose in our hearts not to defile ourselves and not to regulate you to a corner of our lives. But we submit ourselves to you this morning as a living sacrifice. Lord, that means you can do whatever you need to do, and I'm a living witness, a living sacrifice, a living vessel to be used for your glory. Make us clean vessels even right now in the name of Jesus. Vessels of honor, God. Vessels of integrity, Lord. Vessels of holiness and vessels of righteousness, God. Make us complete vessels for you, God, and empty us out of everything that's unlike you. Oh, God, purify us and make us whole. Purge us with hyssop, God, and fill us with all of you, God. Nothing else will do, God. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else can fill this temple, because my body, oh, God, it belongs to you, God. I belong to you. I am owned by you. So here we are, God, giving ourselves over to you. Because nothing else matters but being in your will and being holy and acceptable to you. So touch our hearts and touch our minds. Touch our wills. Touch us right now, God, and shape us and mold us and transform us and conform us into your will and into your way as we begin this first day of the week and as we prepare ourselves to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Purposeful worship, God, and help us to enter in with thanksgiving, enter in with praise, enter in ready to get at your presence, to get at your throne, to lay down before your feet and worship and adore you. Let our services today be like none other, Lord. In the name of Jesus, yes, you've taken us higher in our services. But, Lord, we want to go higher and higher, Lord. We want to come in different. We want to come in one way and leave a different way, not leave the same, Lord. And we only can have that if your spirit comes in and do a new thing, God. Every single day, you allow us to be new, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Lord, you throw all things away, and behold, all things become as new. Oh, God, give us a new worship today. Give us a new praise today. Give us new adoration today. Give us new, God, praises and glory and thanksgiving today in the name of Jesus. Get us out of the box. Because when it comes to you, God, there is nothing that is impossible when it comes to you. Nothing is impossible. And so, God, we will come before your presence, Lord, with a determination that your will might be done and that we may be glorified in your sight and in your presence. Have your way, God, in us today. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. Reveal yourself to us and reveal to us the spirit of truth, Lord, what we need to know about our Savior, what we need to grasp on and run with, God, according to what the Word of God has said. That's your purpose, to empower us and to reveal all truth unto us. Come the more and have your way. Show us where we're wrong. Show us where we're erring out. Show us where we're having some issues, Lord. Reveal it, Lord, so that we might give you all the glory, and we may present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's acceptable unto you, God, today. In the name of Jesus, honor our sacrifice today. Honor our prayers today. Honor our commitment to you and our determination to do your will. We declare right now, not our wills, but let thine will be done. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you all the praise. For you are a wonderful God. None like you, God. Magnificent in all your ways. And we bless your name this morning. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We glorify your name today. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Our scripture text this morning is coming from Daniel chapter 8, verse 1 and 8. Chapter 1, verse 8, excuse me. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The corresponding scripture that you can read with this is Mark 9 and 47. I urge you today to present your body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, and enter into his gates today with a determination to make the name of our God glorious and to lift it up so that he can come in and reveal himself to us and have his way in our services across this nation. I bless you in the name of Jesus that your services are one of the highest services that you have ever had at your local ministry. Lift him higher and watch him lift you higher as well. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this morning. Bye-bye.